the face of God. 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, the glory of God, the image of God, the Father. Praise God. Okay, the fourth part was Jesus came into the room. I was laying on my bed. He came and stood there, and I looked at him. He had a robe on. The robe was, it was just an ordinary sort of, well, really homespun wool, I think. And his reddish brown hair. And according to a friend of mine, Josephus states that he saw Jesus and that he had reddish brown hair. It's kind of plain looking. And you can go look that up if you feel so inclined. Josephus, the antiquities. And his skin was olive, Middle Eastern olive complexion. And you would think his eyes would be brown, but they weren't. They were eternity. Eternity and so much love. God is love. That you could not plumb the depths of the love of God. And I'm still stunned even when I say it this day. It's one thing, you know, for a man to lay down his life for a friend, but we weren't his friends. We were sinners, and he laid down his life for us. How incredible is that? We cannot understand nor grasp the love of God. Let's look at a couple of scriptures here just to wind up this faith. The face of God is pure love that goes on for infinity. Pools, liquid pools. Forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Ephesians 3:14-21. For this reason I bow my knee before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to be intimately acquainted, the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generation, forever and ever. Amen. If you can get a hold of that, that's pretty serious. We have this strengthening from God when we apprehend his love. We walk in the Spirit, we walk in love. In Ephesians 4:15-16, rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body joined and held together by each joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. Mm-hmm. Pray. Well, there's so much in Ephesians. Ephesians is just the book of maturity. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for a particular passage right here. Well, I just suggest if you want to really get into being the mature saints of God, the open display before the principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in heavenly places, at the end of the age, this is the book, Ephesians. And Ephesus, you know, that's where Jezebel was. That's where Diana was. And tremendous opposition was there. So let's look at this warfare to arise up. I mean, we come in the opposite spirit. We come in love. We shine. Please, your homework is Ephesians. I've been giving out a lot of homework lately. Okay. 6:10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might, and put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authority, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand firm, stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication to the end. Keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints, and also for me, that words may be given to me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that I may declare it boldly as I ought to speak. And the other scripture from Ephesians, and I must find it as the closing spirit scripture. It's absolutely critical. Oops. Hang on, we're getting there. Well, I'm not finding it. But it goes like this. It says that I'm persuaded, neither height nor breadth nor depth. Height nor breadth nor depth. Nor length nor width. Nothing shall separate me from the love of Jesus Christ. Oh, here it is. Nothing. There's one body in the Spirit in the bond of peace, one Spirit, and you were called to one hope that belongs to you, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who through all and in all. But grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, it says, when he ascended on high, he had led a host of captives, and he gave gifts to men. So nothing. Do you hear me? Nothing shall separate you from the love of Christ. Now, not principality, not power, not spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. Pray the book of Ephesians. Pray without ceasing. Walk in love. Keep your eyes focused on Jesus Christ, the lover of your soul. Blessings.